The Joys of Student Living, narrated by Alexandra Anderson. Narrated for Cupido, in collaboration with Saga. The Call on Hold Melody, by Magpie Bergen. A quivering feeling at the back of her neck, of dreaming. The slush on the pavement became unreal. I peeked at Greta, as if to get her to give me a look, a sign, that we'll pull out. This is too wild. But no, I should know better. She didn't want to stop. She was going to finish this. We trotted up the street, unlicensed taxis crawling past us, with the man we simply called the knitted jumper between us. We'd named him that immediately. He was wearing a large greyish-blue, immensely boring jumper, and definitely stood out in the bar. A solid man, a little rotund, the way Greta likes them. But we'd managed to agree without too much debate, possibly because Greta made me shiver with the ravenous hunger of merely standing next to him. We'd been joking about picking up a guy together for ages now, but it was a bit of a surprise that the two of us would suddenly become single at the same time, after so many years of being best mates. And what's a better consolation than a man's arm to sleep on? A call and hold melody. And the man who won't take the challenge, half in jest, to satisfy two girls in one night? Well, that man is not yet born. The whole thing was a game we didn't want to stop playing. A nice mix of her impishness and my restlessness, a driving force I can barely describe but felt from the inside. An acquaintance, Mohammed, picked us up and drove us home to my place. We sat in the back seat and let the jumper take the front. I was certain my pulse and my goose flesh would give me away to everyone out on the pavement. I was certain anyone could tell by the look of us and understand that tonight was the night. My mind wanders easily, and I imagine people turning around, cars following us. We've been seen. We've been exposed. I had to think of something else. I soon realized that the best course of action was to lie back in my seat and enjoy my body getting ready. How my nipples screamed beneath my jacket, how my crotch ached and squirmed. The weight down there was immeasurable compared to my lightheadedness. I could tell Greta felt the same way. She kept clearing her throat while she kept the conversation going. Her mouth must have been as dry as mine, and her voice disappeared from her lips. We'd paid Mohammed and locked the door behind us before I even touched the jumper. His name was Raw. He was tall. I interlaced my fingers with his and lifted his arms above his head, kissed his chin violently and attacked his mouth. Hot and cold waves spread from my crotch to my toes, to the tips of my fingers and to my scalp. A sense of well-being came over my thighs and my labia were throbbing demandingly. My breathing was heavy, and I started to take off my coat. Greta had already torn hers off and stood there in nothing but her short dress. She asked if we could bring a bottle of wine upstairs. I've got it,